It's fall, and that's apple picking season.
So come down to Chickum's Apple Farm.
I'm Deborah Chickum.
And I'm her sister.
Every year, thousands of families visit our Pick Your Own Apple Farm for their share of fall fun.
Located in the part of New York State that has Confederate flags.
Why pick apples? Well, just ask any of our satisfied customers.
I never picked apples before, but now I have. I had fun, I think.
It was cute. Far too cute. A lot of bees.
I stepped on a gopher hole and broke my foot, but my girlfriend had fun.
For just $45, you can bring home $10 worth of apples.
Select from our varieties like huge soft,
tiny hard,
green,
orange,
and
apple.
What are apples? What are apples lack in flavor, they make up for in On the Ground.
They get the deers drunk.
You'll pick apples under the watchful eye of our farmhand.
He's a troubled man who came with the land, and we pay him in dentistry.
Hi, I'm Hank. I'll take you to the one tree that's working this year. Our apples are best during a very specific window of time, and whenever you come, you just missed it.
Still not feeling picky?
Listen to this satisfied customer.
My girlfriend picked an apple so wrong, she pulled the whole branch off the tree, and now Hank says we owe $3,000.
We have a petting zoo.
Tell him, Hank.
We found some animals, and now they're in prison. You can pet them if you pay me. We have goats, sheep, also got donkey rides. Did you know donkeys can be depressed? The other day I heard him say, stop. Just like that. Stop. She's like Eeyore with a plan.
But hey, we ain't just apples.
We got peaches, in theory. Cherries, in theory. And strawberries, in theory.
And don't pass up our cider donuts.
They're donuts, but from yesterday.
And be sure to take home some of our penis gourds.
That's right. They came out extra penis this year.
Want to hear more about us?
People usually don't.
We're unmarried sisters.
I can't talk.
Do the sketch, Herb.
I'm trying. My hair's been one brain for 40 years. And now it grows that way.
I'm 28.
It's Halloween almost.
Do your spooky activities with us.
Our haunted hayride is staffed entirely by local teen boys who take things way too far. They're good boys, but if they pull you off the hayride, fight like hell. The masks make them behave different. Mob mentality. I have to be honest with you. They scare the hell out of me.
So come. Come play outdoorsiness with us.
Does our business make a profit? No.
How do we afford to live? Simple. I wrote the screenplay for 50 First Dates based on myself.
They changed it a lot. They did.
Chickum's Apple Farm. Maybe just go to the store.
Oh my god!
Oh, that was the shit.
It really was an A.D. Bryant and Kate McKinnon sketch. Oh, it's accurate.
That was shit fucking show.
So, this is the 27th episode of Horse Time. And since we've been doing the cold opens and the skits, Hunter has never broke.
Oh my god.
The closest he ever came was last week during the Jonathan Frakes edition when he was talking about wandering under the clear blue sky.
Do you ever want to go wandering under the clear blue? That didn't get me anywhere near the level. That, I don't even know what the line was that broke me first, but it, from that point on, I was done.
I think it was, if I were going back, which one was it? Was it when our apples lack of flavor that make up for it on the ground?
And on the ground. Yes. I don't know why that makes me laugh so much every single time, but it kills me.
Oh, well, well, ladies and gentlemen.
My throat hurts.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Saturday, and you know what that means.
It's not.
It's, oh.
It might as well be.
I think I'd get it right after so long. It's Saturday. It's Friday.
There you go. You'll get there.
Man. And Derek, what time is it?
It's horse time.
It's horse time here on Podzilla 1985 Network. My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host tonight, probably, in theory. With me.
We got hosts, in theory.
We got Double H, in theory.
Well, you know, my hair's been in one braid for 40 years, and now it grows that way.
We've got, for the whole show, Dalton Anthony, in theory.
Yo.
And then, temporarily, we've got... Cody Sandusky, in theory.
I get the deers drunk.
We have Derek Boxdorfer, in theory.
Hello.
That wasn't funny. This guy ain't funny. And with us again tonight,
off a card.
For the first time in a while, Maria Kramer.
Howdy.
You could say it like Piney.
I'm about to say she just didn't bite.
Well, howdy. I don't know.
That's more accurate.
Well,
that's
more
accurate
than Piney. Well, howdy.
Just get Jesse on. Hold on. Let me call Jesse. I don't have my phone.
What, was mine not good enough for you?
I didn't get to hear yours. Do it again.
Well, howdy.
That's
pretty good. Actually pretty good.
That's pretty
okay,
good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Damn it. He took my
I think,
redneck.
Cody, what are you doing on Tuesday nights?
Oh, baby bird. I'll feed you at some point.
The mask makes him behave different.
It's mob mentality, Hunter.
He scares the hell out of me.
Look, Piney did. Ugh. Piney does.
Every time we get at least six people on the show goes really well.
It does. As soon as I caught wind of everybody on here, it was automatically, well, I might as well be here for this shit show. It's going to be fun.
Are you going to be here the whole time?
You know, we'll see what happens. I may duck out 30 minutes in, but at this point, I've kind of just committed to pulling out the microphone, so I might as well just be here.
That's true, yeah.
It was kind of like my first marriage. I was there. I might as well just keep going.
Oh
jeez! Oh sweet baby!
So that means you're gonna log off on this show in like a month? Is that what you're telling me?
No, baby bird. It lasted at least 9, and that's only because the court system's very slow in the United States.
That's fair.
I don't like this.
So dude. I know we haven't really dug into this a whole lot on the show. When did you realize you fucked up?
the day before.
Derek, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. Hunter, can you buy that from Walmart?
No, that cat's name is Whole Roasted Chicken.
Dalton, if you want to have a serious conversation about this, that seems like it's off the air. That was very accurate, that sentence I just said.
This is what I think Dalton needs to have as his tagline to tell everyone.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. No, that's pretty accurate.
But I could also watch that show, The Big Fat Quiz of Everything, all day.
The amount of people that walk into my work office and be like, "Hey, Dalton, can you fix this?" And I have to tell them, like, "Hey, I'm what is there a side conversation going on?"
There is.
No.
It's happening.
Go on.
But yeah, no, the amount of people that just walk in and be like, "Hey, can you fix this?" And thank God, 9 times out of 10, they just like didn't turn the power button on, because I have to be like, I just look like I'm smart.
Dalton, let me let you in on a secret here.
That's my entire career.
I understand, and I've thought about sending like my bill to IT, be like, "Hey, you owe me a little bit more on this month's check. I fixed 4 issues."
Cody hit you with the ASMR.
That's right, I did.
We got some news we need to address real quick.
Did you see that?
Yeah, we have a very important topic to discuss today. Derek, I'm gonna direct this to you. The rumor came out today. Does Bruno Mars is gay?
Oh, man.
I fucking hope so.
Is that on Holy Bible there, Shannon?
God damn it, you beat me to it.
Actually, you knew it was going to happen.
I want to back out of the bit I just did, and instead I want Derek to read that question.
That's what I thought you were going to do.
Yeah.
The rumor comes out. Does Bruno Mars is gay? Do you are half stupid?
He's just going to read the Discord for us.
Do you are Jesus. What a broken sentence.
Derek Boxwolfer has a direct connection to my funny bone. I don't know what it is about him, but...
Hey, Shannon, before we get too much farther in the show, we got to do these shout-outs. Remember, real quick, I think we need a shout-out to Christina Aguilera. No, we need a shout-out to Christina Applegate.
There it is.
There you go.
I'll get down with that.
There you go. All right.
I also want to let you guys in on a little secret. I don't give a shit about baseball.
Yes.
That's not true.
That's correct. Agreed.
Yeah. I want to give a quick shout-out to my homie Bill Cosby.
Oh.
No.
Is that a no?
Who applauded? No, I heard pass. It.
No, not the actor. It's a friend of mine from Mound City.
This is Shannon when he makes those jokes.
Boy, that's the truest I've ever seen.
Oh, probably.
Well, I figured we were all giving shout-outs to important people.
Actually, I think that image with the kid, that should be the picture for tonight's show.
You damn right it is.
That's every one of us getting on here Friday night going, was it worth it? No. Am I going to do it again? Yeah, probably.
Probably.
No, but not just again. Am I going to do it again? Again?
I would like to give a shout out to Jonathan Frakes real quick if I could, though.
Yes, please do.
Yeah.
Because that man is absolutely fantastic. I watched another episode of Beyond Belief, Fact or Fiction last night, and
did he stump
I got
you?
All of them wrong.
Yeah, he did. He stumped.
Did you ever watch Beyond Belief, Fact or Fiction? Oh, it's so good. It's something that everyone should enjoy, and it's on Amazon.
Very much so. Oh, is it on Amazon? Oh, okay.
It is. But you know the weird part about it? It's on Amazon Prime, but it has ads.
What?
Yeah, it has ads.
It's Amazon Video, yeah.
Yeah, in between the segments, it has ads.
Are they era-specific ads, or are they just generic ads?
They're just generic ads.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
That's very strange. I didn't know Amazon Prime even was set up to do that.
Neither did I. Well, I take that back. They do occasionally for the NFL games they run, but that's a different thing.
Tater tots.
Speaking of shout-outs, I'd like to give a shout-out actually to one of the cast members here, Shannon, for letting me play WWE Battlegrounds the other day and realizing I didn't want to spend $40 on that game.
Yeah, I saw that one
coming. Give it up for him.
Yeah,
if only Dalton learned that lesson.
Now, if only somebody had done that for me with Star Wars Squadrons, then...
Oh, no. Is it not good?
It's good.
It's very good. It's just very much I played this. Okay.
Oh,
let's move on.
That's a bummer.
Tanner says the campaign is great, and I've only played like maybe an hour of it at most. So I'm going to go back and knock that out. But I got back into playing Sunset Overdrive, and I'm pretty sure I'm right at the end of that game. So I'm trying to finish that up before I do
right.
that. So,
because I've been holding off on Squadrons, partially because I don't know. Because I know there's some multiplayer component to it, right?
Yeah. I mean, well, okay. So Tanner, Shannon, and I played the multiplayer not the first night, but a couple nights after it came out.
Yeah, and they definitely have multiplayer, in theory.
Yes, So there's two modes, and we did not play Dogfight, which is what we should have done. Instead, we played, what was it called, Shannon? It's not Galactic Assault, but it plays like Galactic Assault in Battlefront.
Yeah, I think, if I remember correctly, the official title for it was something like, fuck this game.
Yeah, it's very much a tug-of-war, like back-and-forth setup, which we played two matches of, and that took an hour. And we mostly against bots, and we lost both times. And it's not that it was like, oh, this sucks because we lost. It sucked in a way because it just felt like it took forever. And also, Hunter, it would seem like we were doing well, and then suddenly everything was just like, oh, no, you lost. I'm like, but how, though?
Right.
Hunter, I do want to clarify one thing, though. We didn't play mostly against bots. We played completely against bots and lost.
No. Well, okay, yeah, against. I started to say we did have at least one guy who was on our team who was not the three of us.
Yeah, no. We had a real player with us, and boy, did I feel bad for him.
Yeah, he bounced out pretty quick after that, I suspect.
Because, like, what did we really think was going to happen if we put Tanner in a starfighter? What business does Tanner have in a starfighter?
Hey, I mean, unless it's a bucket with fucking wings.
Hey, Jack Porkins was a hero for the for the rebellion.
No!
You...
That's not where I was taking. I was going to say if it had been, like, Farm Simulator Squadron, then he would have been okay.
I don't know, man.
My bucket with wings joke was pretty good, but here we are.
I got Battlefront, and that's just, it does a lot more for me than Squadrons does. So I'm going to try to finish the campaign of Squadrons, and then Cody, if you really want to play it, I suspect it'll be at Gaming Grounds in the next couple weeks.
Cody,
I mean,
I suspect,
do you have a console I would play it on?
I suspect there will be two copies of
that,
it
so.
Available.
Wait, what do you have?
I have a PS4 and a PC.
Oh, okay. Well, I had a PS4.
I wasn't
but I got
going to buy
a,
an Xbox One until after the Series X came out, and/or I got it for free from a restaurant promotion.
Yeah, just
that never came true.
No,
so.
just go to one with Hunter; he'll get you one.
I mean, go to one with Derek.
Is this the
or with now? Asa?
Or with Stephen Bright.
Stephen?
No, no.
Oh, shit, I forget Stephen got one.
Nobody
God
wants to go
it.
Get it with Stephen Bright, let's be fair.
Well, no, because so you're going to get it, and then he's going to be like, how'd it get me?
How did you get it?
He's going to rage and break it when it comes in the mail, just out of, yeah. Okay.
He called me today when I was at work, and he said he was going to McAllister's, and he asked me if I wanted anything. And I was like, yeah, give me sweet tea. I love, you know, McAllister's sweet tea.
Yeah.
And then he started talking to me about cooking red velvet, like, brownies. And this goes on for about 4 or 5 minutes about what he's going to do for this party he's going to. And I said, Stephen, what the fuck are you talking about? We don't talk about these things. Why are you calling me about this? It was just so jarring to have this conversation.
I
want to
know why
he's
going to a party during a goddamn pandemic.
Well, like we never talk about this. We don't talk about cooking. And the fact that he just called me at work to discuss red velvet brownies with me, it was just a little odd.
Yeah.
That is very strange. I'm not sure where that would come from with him.
I don't know what to do.
Maybe he's
Hunter.
Been listening to the country music.
I'm God. That's accurate.
What's wrong with
welcome to your former employer / my current employer's board meetings for programming.
I think you just offended Maria with your comment about country music.
I mean, it's
accurate. It wasn't me.
I
it was
my
the
mama
lizards.
Support the troops. Lizard men running the country stations.
Now you all say things.
I'm sorry, I just paused on that one.
Listen, what our apples lack in taste, they make up in on the ground. I can say it now. See, what I need you to do is go back and edit that intro like none of that ever happened. and then everyone will be like, why is everyone freaking out?
No can do slurms.
I got it.
We've only edited, at this point, we have two lost episodes. And then we have one episode that we had to edit because Jesse accidentally outed somebody.
Jesus, I'm forgetting that one.
Do you remember we did do one episode that was censored way back when I was still coming into the show or to the store to do them occasionally?
Oh, you're talking about when I had to go through the episode, and every time any of us cussed, I had to put, like, the
in.
Mario sound effect?
That was, yep. That was pretty fun. I enjoyed that.
I mean, it was fun to listen to. It was not fun to edit.
Derek, I'm going
to... No, but it was funny to listen
Derek,
to. I actually want those.
Cody, shut up. Derek, I'm going to help you. Hang on. So this appears to be... I'm going to take a stab at this. This appears to be chicken on a... It looks like a muffin or a cupcake, but I'm going to guess that's a biscuit of some type. Or at least
I was
going to
say cornbread.
Stuff in it. Yeah, like some cornbread with gravy, and then that icing is most definitely mashed potatoes, isn't it?
Yeah, you are actually 100% correct.
Well,
I think I'm gonna make Tanner those after he gets his teeth fixed.
We are from Perryville, so you know we.
Where
does sound good.
We?
Where do you get these from?
I don't know. I just found it online.
Someone's kitchen, I'm sure.
But it looks delicious. I'm not gonna lie.
It does.
Does it look better or worse than hot dog pie?
Vastly better. Worse. Much the better. Fact that this keeps coming up into our lives,
Dalton,
more specifically the things I listen to.
Dalton,
I'll never
why is
understand.
This picture of you on the internet?
Oh my God. That was. So I took a selfie while I was holding the hatch down.
Of course you did.
It's pretty solid. Give me a second.
Is it not the one
Do
you
I
sent
have
to the group chat?
No, that was of my legs.
Yeah, because that was equally confusing.
Yeah.
I did not know what I was looking at.
Where underneath my hand is the road. That's
I'm
just
aware.
The road.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dalton,
yeah.
It looks like you're going trick or treating as Will Forte in that SNL skit.
Am I not allowed to enjoy the holiday?
The best part about that is Dalton has never seen that skit, so he is now looking it up.
Uh-huh. No, it's fine. It's me. It's probably something horrible. It's fine.
He does it every time he moves somewhere new. He has people sign papers.
There it is. Oh. Well, Derek, did I send you the...
the penguin that Hunter sent me a couple days ago?
Well,
no. Okay. It's about a former co-worker. Give me a second.
Uh-oh.
One that was at another place of business I still can't believe they let them into.
Well. All right, Derek, sending it to you now.
Hunter, where's that Maury Povich? The lie detector test determined that was a lie.
Oh.
So that's, that's not a true thing that Donald Trump said, is it?
Yes.
What's that?
Oh.
Yeah, no, he actually said that.
Yeah, at some point.
Why are you trying to trigger me on horse time? Horse time is supposed to be a place of enjoyment for everybody.
Well, this will help. Did you get the picture?
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, it's not saying you saw it.
Someone needs to Photoshop that, but of Big E.
And not the one that was shared in the
Do you want a good meaty whack?
Big meaty man slap meat.
Listen, they're not the best donuts, but...
Day I.
Thank you, though.
Now, that's classic horse time, where the rest of us just sit around making small talk while Hunter posts random shit.
Just shit posts the whole time.
You remember when you started the show and you wanted it to be like this, like, no rules, we just do whatever.
Yeah.
And then I started doing that, and you were like, no, not like that. Well, not like that.
You know, Shannon, you ain't got to tell us anything we don't know, you know?
Derek, what in the hell are you talking about?
Wait, Hunter, isn't that what you guys, isn't that what, I don't understand. I thought that was proper English.
You ain't shit.
Yeet yet? There it is. No, yaunt to? I ain't then.
Is that is that a Perryville thing or?
No, that's a New Madrid thing.
Yeah, you gotta go further down for that one.
Yep, most definitely, because that is how my family from Portageville talks, and the ones from Arkansas.
Cody, I just realized that you and I are literally the only ones here who are not associated with Perryville.
Yeah, that's accurate.
No, can't make the comment I was about to make.
I don't think I visited Perryville. I was about to make the Bane joke. I didn't visit Perryville until I was a man.
Dalton, what's the name of the polygon you drew?
Hot dog?
That's correct. Yes.
I completely missed that. I'm completely ignoring what Derek just sent because of the felony involved, but I'm going to go back to this match problem.
Oh,
this is Cody suiting up to get into the chat.
Oh, there's not enough seal on that. It needs to be like a radioactive suit.
Shannon, can you hear us? Suit.
No.
He's gone. He's out. That's it.
He gave up. We broke him.
No, I'm still here.
tell me, did we have a topic 23 minutes into this episode?
Shannon, would you say that you like fonts?
Oh, God. That didn't make any sense. N does not stand for and. Wait, no, T doesn't stand for ignoring.
There you go. I was waiting for that. I was like, no, you can get by the and. It's the T for ignoring.
And I just let you go.
Can't, don't forget S for the haters.
To answer your question, Cody, no.
Good.
We don't have a topic because none of it, like, I'm going on about...
It's horse time, goddammit. That's the topic.
I'm going on about 3 hours of sleep at this point, and that's been kind of average for the past few days. So, if you're looking to me for guidance right now, I'm looking at Derek.
Hey, what was the topic? Okay. I'm going to help us all out for a minute, because everyone can use a break, except Derek. Derek, you got to put in some work here. This is a classic piece of the internet.
Oh, son of a
this
bitch.
This is a classic piece of the internet that I'm going to need you to read for us, okay?
Oh my God.
And if you know, you know.
I haven't seen. Oh my God!
I've never seen.
I don't think
in my
I've
life.
Ever seen this before.
Let me see if I can enlarge this.
If you click on it, then tap open original, and it'll give you a bigger.
Yeah, it'll pop up.
I got it. Okay.
All right, you guys.
I just wish your voice could convey some of the spelling.
You guys ready for this? Here we go. A dramatic breakup letter reading from Derek's box from Derek Boxdorfer.
Derek's Boxdorfer.
Okay. Dear loser, Chris, I thought you liked me after. You said it yourself, I hate you. People only say you asked me out because you needed a date for the dance and that after the dance you would dump me. Well, guess that, bastard. I dumped you because you were thinking that I cheated on you. I didn't, so like idiots that you guys are and so smart that you are, you called me a slut. I hung up on you because you told me it on the phone because I guess you weren't man enough to tell me it in my face. I hate you, and also, guess what? My mother hates you too, that she... the one who put me to do this. You come to breakfast every morning, and I ain't stupid. You try to sit next to me, and my little bro, who only 7 years old, hates you too, and don't even know what you did, and is always blocking your chair. Ha ha. I went out with another boy after you, and after we were over, you, an idiot, dared you even try to ask me out again. I didn't break up with him for you, okay? I hate you. I've always hated you, spreading to everyone that I cheated on you. When you got jealous that I used to talk to your friends, to your jealous, you automatically think them, well, like, guess maybe I do, maybe I don't. Got a problem. You ain't my boyfriend anymore. I don't have to tell you who I like or who I am with and why I got it. I don't like you anymore. The other day you told me that I have to tell you who I like or I am thinking of going out with. None of your business that I got to, you loser. I hate you and I know you still like me, but I don't like you. I don't care what your super friends say. You make me touch your hands for stupid reasons. You accidentally say you hugged me. I will never like you again. I hate you. I hate you more than anything in this damn world. I'd rather date a spider or rat than you, sir. So ugly and fat. Than you saying that I love you, please. You're such an asswipe and bastard. I hate you. Well, bye, you piece of shit. I have more things to do right now than remember you. Jesus Christ.
I think he did the whole thing in one breath, too. And that's what really... Shout out to Derek Boxdorfer, man.
Yeah.
And also to Derek's Boxdorfer.
Yes, Derek's Boxdorfer is my favorite Boxdorfer.
God, that was
my question is, but what I don't understand is like how you guys got the letter that Lindsay sent me.
Oh! We're moving on from that bit, Shannon. What is that? That picture I just sent you.
It looks like a goddamn terrorist riding a fish.
So it's Aladdin, and what's he on?
God damn!
It's a magic carpet ride.
Oh my gosh!
Well,
I'd like to point out that the only person in the group right now who is a dad is Derek, and he just redacted my dad joke. And I just, I don't know what to do with that.
That's not. Well, that's information you got to sit and process for a minute.
Dalton's a fur daddy.
Are we not talking about Bill? No.
There it is.
What?
There it is.
No.
I was wondering if you or I were going to be the one to make that joke, Hunter.
Which joke? I missed it.
I said, are we not talking about Bill? No. No.
Hunter, what's the topic for tonight?
Shows that we have already forgotten after people say that you should watch them and you go, I'll have to check that out.
I'll start. It's that one with the guy from It who was a magician judge thing. There was a bald guy and a smoking lady.
That's a good one because I have no idea what you're talking
about. Twin Peaks?
Cody, what in the fuck are you talking about?
Night Court. Harry Anderson was in It. Bull. And then also the lady that smokes, which is in season one and two before she dies.
See, I heard Magic Judge and we've been spending so much time around Tanner, I just assumed it was Harry Potter.
Oh, shit. Valid that's point. Fair. That's my fault. That's on me.
Yes.
How about the one with the, there's like six of them, and they're friends, anyway.
There's a couch and some, shaved-haired guy at a coffee shop involved.
And one.
Are you talking about Boston Common?
Yeah.
No, I thought it was Boston Legal. Damn, okay.
Derek, what's your favorite costume you've ever worn?
There it is. Holy I was waiting shit. For us to actually go to last night, and what the fuck?
It's a chicken finger, Cody.
It sure is, pal.
It came out extra fingery this year.
That looks like the Lorraine and Bobbitt special.
And that's a joke that Dalton will not get.
No, Lorraine and Bobbitt cut her husband's dick off because it ended up being a wrestling angle.
Oh, shit.
Later.
Hunter, is that Jesse?
No!
Did he say he wore the scream mask?
No. His dad already ruined the Power Rangers for him, Shannon.
I forgot about the Power Rangers story.
Well, there goes Cody. He's gone. Here in a minute, you're just going to hear him walk out.
A shiny gold doubloon for whoever puts that in the Reddit chat.
Broken.
Just doesn't say who it is and just puts, like, you know.
No, because then we're going to get Jesse and Tanner being mad about it.
Oh, God.
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
That is such a bit.
Well, that's Dalton. Okay. Right, for the longest time, I thought that was Cody laughing. That's Dalton. He's done. He's
no,
broken.
Yeah, that's Dalton.
He's out.
I'm just crying in the background. That's me. What the fuck?
Oh, man.
You think that should be the show?
No.
Just wrap it up. 30 minutes. We're done.
No. You leave it
horse
there,
time is over early.
Sounded like earlier on that video we were watching.
All right, I collected myself.
God.
Oh yeah. Hey, so do any of you actually do you have the game Among Us? Hunter, yes, I know you got
no.
it.
It's on,
I have it
it's
on
my
phone.
Phone, but I have literally never played it.
I Same have here. It on my phone, and I bought it on Steam because my friends played it on Steam.
We watched a video, like two videos about it before the show, and like. I'm not the kind of person that usually watches people play video games. I've never been that guy. But
Other
I was
donkey.
Legitimately cracking up at this because this game looks hilarious.
I mean, you
it's
and
like,
I both watched
Donkey's
videos.
Was one of them the girlfriend reviews video on it?
We did watch that the other day, but no, this one was.
I watched
was
it today.
It was Vanoss Gaming.
Vanoss Gaming.
Yeah, and he plays with Terrorizer and Big Jiggly Panda. And they were just trolling
those are,
people. They were allowing
those are certainly names I would expect on Twitch.
They are actually.
Yeah, you don't know Big
no,
Jiggly
I,
Panda.
I know.
Terrorizer.
Big, Big Jiggly Panda.
Yeah.
Oh shit! Is that did Tanner post this? I've never seen anyone so like genuinely upset about Chris Columbus Day as I did Tanner. He took
no
that
Chris.
Way.
Chris Columbus is
personally.
Fine. Well, Tanner likes Chris Columbus. He directed a pretty decent Harry Potter movie. But
right, he was the first two, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, I'm glad we cleared that up.
Yeah, I'm glad I could say that. What
I wrote out on my hand that whole script that Hunter just shared.
But then you make me touch your hands for stupid reasons.
That's right. What is that like 0.5 size font? What are you gonna get out of that?
Derek, can you please read what was just put in the chat, please?
Oh my God.
No, I'm good. I don't want to be associated with that.
What about, hold on, where's, oh, I don't have the picture anymore.
You got to read it like a Joe Exotic voice or something to get it for full effect.
Hold on.
Right. Derek, do it.
Derek, I want to show you my my Halloween costume.
Is it the Babadook?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought it was Angry Panda.
It better be no. Jonathan Frakes. We had this discussion.
No, I told you. I told you guys. We're doing a couples thing, and I'm going as
Jonathan Frakes.
I'm going as Garfield in a fucking pickle.
That's the funniest shit I've ever seen.
Funniest shit I've ever seen. Damn it!
Well timed. Oh God, my stomach legitimately hurts.
I mean, Shannon, are you willing to grow out the beard to be Jonathan Frakes? Because the more I'm looking at this, I might do this.
Yeah, Cody, I think you'd make a better Jonathan Frakes than me. My hair is way too long for it at this point. Plus, you're so much
mine
classier.
Is right now too, but I can get a cut in time. I hope.
I would not.
Jesus.
You go as Jonathan Frakes, and I'll go as Josh Brolin, and no one will know because no one will care.
Oh, I'm also going to ask you to be my Deanna Troi.
Well, they do want me to cross dress for Halloween this year.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, you glossed over that yesterday as what?
A woman.
Like okay.
Yes,
which
but more
one?
Specifically.
No one in specific, as far as I know. She just wants me to put a dress on and wear a wig.
Wait, who is this?
There are
again?
Approximately 3.5
Abby.
Billion of them on the planet.
Okay, and why does she want this?
I'm gonna hit you with the Homer Simpson. I don't know.
I'm starting to think this is not a Halloween thing. This is sounding very very genuine interest.
Clips for sale.
You think she's got a fit? Wait, what did you say?
Sure did.
What did he well say? Played, Hunter.
Have
you guys? So have you guys seen the news that Michael B. Jordan's going to produce?
No,
a
no, no. We're not
movie.
Moving on past this. I still need answers.
That was a good try, Dalton.
I really did.
What
but
am
we're
I,
still talking about this.
What
so.
Am I answering?
Okay,
but
Abby,
again,
Abby
what woman? There
this.
Are 3.5 billion of them on the planet. Okay, yeah, why too, but
I don't
like,
know.
And she, like just she, you specifically?
No, no, no. It's like, I think Steven's also doing it, and oh, Jesus Christ. Oh,
what no. in the fuck? Derek. Derek's Jesus, Derek.
Yeah.
Derek, please, I need which answers. I don't need sleep.
Which one's which,
answers.
Derek?
I need to remove... How can I delete someone else's post?
The question easy. Is, just how is Lindsay going to feel about it? Because I just sent that picture to her.
Which one?
The one of Derek's twins.
So, okay, but again...
Hold on.
This
I got
is
it
not
fixed,
a Halloween
Cody.
Thing. This is literally just someone trying to get you to do drag. I'm very confused.
But I also have to ask, Derek, are you actually having twins?
Yeah.
Oh, mazel tov.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
I abandoned Facebook for three months now.
This
has been nice. So
this
I don't
ain't
see
over, young. We're gonna. We're
no,
gonna
it's
come
not
back
over.
To this.
Derek to his wife whenever she found out she was having kids. Give me a second.
Oh, yes, I thought you were. Just, I thought you were just gonna leave it at. leave it at Peggy God. Hill.
Yes,
the penis.
Oh, don't bring him into this, Dalton.
Yeah, why would you soil this good time with that picture?
You know he
nasty.
He did add. He added Maria as a friend for absolutely no reason.
Yeah.
I mean, you act as though that doesn't track.
There's a reason.
Oh, no. So back to the
I think
Shannon.
It's a similar
Halloween
reason
costume.
To why Abby wants you to dress up like a woman.
There you go. Fuck.
I can't answer that question. I don't know why she wants me to dress up as a woman. I guess she just thinks it would be cute.
I feel like the answer for you should be no, but thank you for the offer.
Well, my answer was yes, because I didn't think we were actually going to do it. And as we get closer to Halloween, I find out she really does want to do it.
Yeah.
And I don't.
You never answer. If Emily has taught me anything, is that you never answer in the affirmative unless you're absolutely confident that, one, you're willing to do it, or two, it's not a terrible idea.
And it took Cody 2 marriages to figure this out.
Yeah. Well.
He started
to
disagree.
You're right. I couldn't. I started to.
I love you,
right.
Cody.
Dalton,
I really do.
Dalton, right. you're walking a dangerous path that I walked once.
No, I'm not. Because I'm not telling him he should regret all of his life choices. I'm just making small jokes.
I never said he should regret all of his life choices. I think out of all of us, other than Hunter.
Small jokes.
Other than Hunter
small
and Derek,
jokes.
Cody's made the best choices. My point is that, Dalton, you and I are fucked.
But Hunter, are these tiny jokes?
No, this cat's name.
Could you feed these to your family?
This cat's name is Almond Cookies.
Oh my god, I want that cat.
The other cat's name was Whole Rotisserie Chicken.
Would also take that cat.
Oh, Derek.
You just gotta squish that cat.
My grandfather would like to have a word with you, and then share the same word with you 30 seconds from now.
And then assume you are his brother.
Hey, we were talking about Ghost Adventures earlier. Here's a topical piece of that.
That's yeah.
No. That was me and Tanner playing Phasmophobia because it got to a point. So we're in the house and we got all the evidence, but we get to a point where we're too scared to keep going. So we literally walked to the door, stood in the entranceway, and started shit talking the ghost with every curse word we thought we could think of. So what the ghost did is the ghost turned out all the lights at once and slammed the door behind us and locked it so we couldn't get out. And it was the scariest shit I have ever been through. That game is awesome and everyone needs to buy it.
So are you playing it in VR or is it just...
I did not play it in VR yet. And now
can
that I played
it... Can you do that?
You can. I don't know if I will. Oh.
That sounds like some interactive fun zone content.
I was about to say some PT shit.
That's why we have to have a get together at my place at some point before Halloween, and we can all take turns in the interactive fun zone playing this game in virtual reality. My first suggestion is Dalton.
That's your only suggestion because you ain't getting my happy ass over there.
The little delivery kittens. Don't fucking awe at me. That's my bit.
Okay, so it looks like that's actually Jennifer Aniston in the middle, just with someone else's face photoshopped. The others are all terrible, terrible approximations.
I like that's like I love Wish.com.
Oh, that's not even Wish.
Great value.
That's Craigslist.
Why are you trying to sexualize that gorilla?
I'm not. Those
I don't
women
think
are.
He has to try. Yeah,
I didn't do it.
That looks like Tanner.
Harambe didn't die for that, Hunter.
It looks like Tanner if he got a haircut and took care of that beard.
God. Jeez. Bless it.
R.I.P. Harambe.
R.I.P. Tanner.
Now we're just reading posts.
Yeah, now this is what. Yeah, this is just our moments now.
Fresh idiot.
I mean, anytime we get a new dressing cast up member as for Halloween, and I know that I'm not, so it's okay.
My biggest regret for this show is that there are five separate tracks I'm gonna have to mix.
Hey, you can blame one Hunter for that one.
I often
no,
do.
It was Derek's fault. He was talking shit.
What?
Oh yeah, Derek, I need to address that with you before you go tonight.
Well, what did you say before?
Derek, he
before
just told
Derek
you to stay after class.
He's been here the entire show. He's not going anywhere.
Oh.
Wait for Derek to hit me with that Forrest Gump running gif.
What was... I was just...
No, the thing of it is, Cody, he's not as big as you, Cody, but he's just as tall. Like, I don't know if you can intimidate him.
Oh, sweet honey child, I don't intimidate people. I just stand there, and if it doesn't work, I just talk until they get annoyed and leave.
That's fair. Yeah, Derek, you better run.
You act like I've ever had a conflict in my life.
Tanner's not here. Shannon, is this your truck?
No, he's not.
let me see what the back of that says.
If you're Angelina Jolie, I'm available.
Okay, so with Angelina Jolie, Tanner, leave that crush button alone. I never cared for her.
Okay.
But don't blame you, Shannon, because you voted for AJ, Angelina Jolie.
I voted for...
Goddamn right, better than AJ Styles.
I voted for Kodos.
That's the Kodos community.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, Dalton.
Wait, I thought the Kodos was flat.
Dalton, I don't know if you talked about it on PW because I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet, but did you see that they've canceled Raw Underground?
They did?
It hadn't happened before the show.
They're done.
I can't say that.
Yep, thank God.
What a waste of time that was.
Oh, man, talking Shop of Mania 2 is already outdated then.
That's fine. That'll make it even better.
That's true. Screw Obama.
You gotta make sure there's some context to that, man.
You laughed way too hard to make that comfortable. Yeah.
What was,
it's
why,
just, rubbing
why
off
did
on
you
real
say
strong,
it and
boy?
Then hit it with the Seth Rogen laugh?
That actually looks like me and Derek Boxdorf.
This is me.
No, that was Derek.
This is me
I
leaving
took all
this
those
show
pictures.
Tonight.
My God. I want to watch the renewal of that show, but I don't want Quibi, so I'm going to wait until
no
Quibi dies and it comes
Quibi.
Out on DVD.
Quibi's not
no,
even
I know.
A real thing.
Apparently it is, no. And it's getting Reno 911.
No, wait, is Quibi the one that's like 10 minutes long?
Yeah, or whatever bullshit that they spent $2 billion on for nothing.
Okay, I don't get this one, Hunter.
That's Charlie the Unicorn.
That's a unicorn.
Okay, now I get it. And I just
Shannon,
hate it.
Do you remember
a
week
ago?
Oh, God,
you're taking my freaking kidney.
Shannon, do you remember a week ago when I hit you with random pictures of somebody's house and you were like, I don't get it? And I was like, yeah, just look closer. And then I never explained the bit.
Yeah, I never got closure on that and I didn't appreciate it.
Yeah, there was no bit. It was just random pictures of somebody's house. That was the bit.
So Hunter's just looking at Zillow posts now.
let me retort.
Just buy a new one.
No, it legitimately was. It was somebody had said like every kid's house that you went to when you were a kid had these rooms, and so at one point in time I was going to be like, "Do these not look like places that you've been?" But then you were like, "I don't know what I'm getting here," and it was like 20 minutes later, so I was just like, "Yeah, don't worry about it. That's fine. It's no big deal.
We'll skip past it."
Well, you have to remember, I grew up in a trailer. We didn't have a lot of rooms.
See, this is what I thought the bit was going to become. This is what I was afraid was going to happen.
Shannon, you had that one room, and then the other room, and then the rickety front porch that shouldn't belong in a modular home.
Oh, we didn't have a front porch, but we did have a carport.
Oh, I mean that's the alternative.
Yeah. And then one
Believe
year,
me, I spent plenty of time with friends in trailers.
One year, it was super snowy, and the snow piled up on top of the carport, and it collapsed it on top of our car, and like shattered the top of it. Then they didn't rebuild the carport.
That sounds much like my friend growing up at church. His parents decided at one point to remodel their trailer because that's a sound decision that you make as a person. And so they ripped up the flooring and then just never really got around to replacing all of the flooring.
I have some breaking news here from the National Examiner. Derek, will you please read that headline?
That says, Obama hid gay lifestyle to be president. Marriage to Michelle is a sham. He had sex with this man.
I'd like to clarify, like this man is Harry Styles.
That's Harry Styles.
Yes. I was going to say, isn't that Harry Styles?
But hey, you left out the most important part. Free giveaway, $1,425 in Christmas stocking stuffers.
That sounds
spoiler alert. They're all scratch-off tickets.
That's a very specific number. Oh, right? Yeah. Something Claus going to bring everybody something.
My leg.
Kevin Bacon's getting something.
My leg has been in the same Kevin position Bacon for do? So long that my
oh, nothing. He's just my homie.
It what happened to your leg?
Needles at this point. Oh, I'm just sitting in a weird position, so my foot went to sleep.
Did you say it feels like Kevin Nealon at this point?
No, I said it feels like pins and needles. My foot is
pins
doing
and
its
needles.
Best.
Got it.
It's doing its best impression of what the audience is doing. It fell asleep.
There's no way. You know this will be the highest rated show of the entire week.
It happens every
and
time.
I never understand that. Like, we give you guys gold so many times per week, but you
I
go for the trash.
My heart
and
soul.
And then we give you platinum on Fridays.
I really do. I put a lot of work into that show. You guys put
you
a
do,
lot of work
and it's
into that show.
My favorite show.
And
I'm pretty sure that's the only show that Maria doesn't listen to is Plays because she's never watched Star Wars.
I listened to it.
Hunter, did you know she never watched Star Wars?
Hey, okay. We've had this discussion. Here's how you tackle that. It's not, oh, I can't believe you've never seen. You tackle that as you have something awaiting you that's going to be incredible, right? You're in for a treat. That's
right,
what you say
okay.
to that.
Okay, I'll tell
as
you what.
As long as you do it in machete order.
I'll tell you what. Tanner, I'm sorry. We're going to push Hamilton back.
Yes.
And watch
no.
all yes. of Star oh. Wars first.
Yes.
No, that's the correct all answer.
Right, fine.
Sorry, Tanner.
I mean, I get it.
Also,
but then again, I've also had a rough experience with getting Emily to watch all of Star Wars. So
it's so magical, though.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying that she forgot that she hadn't seen the original trilogy. So we watched 4 and 5 and then was going to do Machete Order and then watched Attack of the Clones and then never came back to it. And that's fine because it's the worst place to end off.
I honestly,
Derek, what's wrong with you?
As much as Machete Order is such a thing, I think you should watch them in chronological theatrical release order. If you've never seen them, I think you should watch them in the order that they were released.
Really? Okay.
Will no one acknowledge Dalton's dying?
I don't.
No,
I don't
I'll
know
acknowledge
why
Dalton
he's
dying.
Like that was good. But he just lost it.
Yeah, I'm also jealous of that freezer.
It's Bambi on ice, guys.
It is. And Bambi will be fucking tasty when I take out 2 pounds of ground Bambi and put it in a skillet.
Or jerky.
I guess I'm the only person that doesn't eat deer.
Watch out,
dude,
you start to like holler.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man.
If I was a capable hunter.
Because I also enjoy venison.
Venison is fantastic.
Deer's pretty good.
Yeah, but you're from Perryville. Isn't it like a Perryville thing?
No.
I mean, I feel like it's a Southeast Missouri thing,
yeah.
Or just generally a rural.
Well,
thing.
Actually, okay, so I have eaten deer once. I had deer, I had deer jerky in Pennsylvania because Lindsay's family used to make it. And
did you have it when you were wearing that hat from my show?
No, this was before the fix was a thing. This is back in like 2000 and, geez, like 2004, 2005.
Yes.
I was waiting for him to say a year in which the fix was a thing.
Speaking of Hunter on the radio, I've been hearing at work here, Hunter on the radio.
You've been hearing commercials with my name on them still? Or my voice, I mean?
Yeah.
Yep. It's not my name.
It was something about something every Thursday or whatever. I don't know.
No, that's exactly what I was about to say. It's the Hunter, you'll remember the Ritter Radio or the River Radio
Ritter, John Ritter died long ago, Cody.
He did. He did.
Yeah, no.
It's just like this podcast.
I do remember that. Yeah, they were terrible pretty consistently. And then I think I'm still doing I'm not obviously still doing it, but I think they're still using my voice for, it's either Dryer Electric or Robinson Construction or both of them.
I'm pretty sure it's Dryer.
Because yeah, my mom will tell me regularly, she hears me doing the Dryer Electric commercial. I'm like, Mom, I cannot stress to you enough that I recorded that probably 5 years ago. She's like, it's just so nice to hear your voice. I'm like, all right, well, now I feel like a piece of shit. So,
oh, no. Okay. Man, that's some Mama Sandusky level shit.
I'll call you Sunday, Mom. Sorry.
Right?
I don't know why, but this seems like something Shannon wrote. It's weird, but tell me I'm wrong.
Why would you associate that to me, you son of a bitch? I'm very popular with women when they don't see me.
What is happening right now?
I feel like I need to go back a couple steps. What were we talking about before this? It was venison, and then what happened before that?
I think Michael B. Jordan's going to produce a Static Shock.
No, okay, we don't.
Yeah, but then don't forget about this, too.
God damn it.
I mean, Some people would say that's the way you want to go.
Hey, in fact, the person who posted it would say that because they followed it up with this.
But wait, what if he didn't get a finish? Like, what if he was right there?
That would be terrible.
It's more like this, I bet.
What does that even mean?
That is a very specific joke.
That's fruit stripe gum. Fruit stripe gum lasts approximately 3 seconds. That's another.
I was going to say it already went away before you opened up the wrapper.
That's another That's another pretty great Family Guy bit of Peter asking for some gum, and they're like, "All I got is this fruit stripe," and he's like, "Yeah, fruit stripe." He starts to chew it and immediately goes, "Yeah, this all."
Okay, but for the 3 seconds that it's flavorful, is it the most flavorful thing you've ever had?
No,
no,
no. It's not even that great.
It's kind of chemically tasting.
Yes,
I like chemicals.
Okay, Kane.
I used to always love the tattoos that came on them.
I feel like that's a joke only Dalton and I appreciate because that was a of the Attitude Era podcast.
Wait, how would
best of season two, baby?
Why would I not? Yep. Why would I not get that?
I mean, did you read Journey into Darkness?
Oh no.
Yeah, well, that's apparently the whole bit about the book is that Paul Bear has him under control via chemicals, and it's literally about 3/4 of the
book. Is it the same chemicals that are turning the frickin' frogs gay?
I hope so.
It's the one that's turning the potatoes into penises.
Dictators.
Oh, Shannon, I found your Halloween costume.
Oh, please stop.
No, seriously, I got it.
Is that Jesse?
No! It doesn't have a scream mask.
Look, hang on, look. Even the dude in the costume thought that was pretty good. Even he was into it. Who just snorted?
You know who snorted. Oh,
that was even worse. I love it. I'm so sorry.
Somebody please.
I was going to say that's the next CCW champion, but that beat the hell out of my idea.
Somebody please delete all these pictures before he sees them.
He's not going to listen to this episode.
He will because fucking Dalton will tell him to.
He's done.
No, I won't. I laughed way too hard.
Here's something wholesome. We'll clean it up with something wholesome.
No. It's accurate.
Oh, the beans.
Oh, the beans.
Dude, speaking of beans, I got bean today.
Next year's bean festival is going to be that instead. Oh, you did, you freaking moron.
Freaking moron.
You got to tag your friends to totally bean them.
Well, my cat's in the room now, too. My cat's staying with me while they spray Lindsay's place for potato bugs.
No, bed bugs.
Oh, I don't want to say it out loud.
Every day, now it's Hunter dying.
Every day she wakes up, with more and more red spots.
It was just the honesty from Shannon. I didn't want to say it.
Okay, I feel like bed bugs are more embarrassing than roaches. Because it's not even her fault. Someone moved in down below her. And as soon as they moved in, she started getting bed bugs. And she started waking up with bites all the time. Well, now she got sprayed twice. And today they were spraying for the second time. And they were actually using a heat technique on the place below her. Because I guess it's so bad down there. So whatever filthy fuck moved in below her brought the bed bugs.
Need to do is just burn those two units.
When you said she got cleaned twice, I just pictured them hosing Lindsay herself down. I'm like, why did you have to say it like that?
It's that clip from Anchorman when they're spraying him off.
It's either that or Super Troopers when they're de-lousing him.
Right.
It's just it's like The Simpsons when they put the flea and tit collars on the kids instead. It's just easier this way.
Easier.
Just spray Lindsay down.
Is the powdered sugar...
It's worse than that time the raccoon got stuck in a copier.
Is the powdered sugar necessary? Yeah, of course. The lice hate the sugar. It's delicious. Okay. Oh man!
I swear
how do we not talk more about Super Troopers in this group? Because Super Troopers was very
I really love that movie.
Because I've never seen it.
What?
Wait, you've never seen Super Troopers?
I've never seen Super Troopers.
What? Oh, man.
I've never seen a single Broken Lizard movie except for Club Dread.
Maria, hang up on this turkey.
Hey,
no.
Pause Star Wars and fucking watch Super Troopers.
And now she's leaving me. Thanks. This is what
it's a lot shorter investment.
So no, you gotta. I actually made a joke from that the other day, and you laughed.
What was the joke?
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries?
Oh, I mean, I've seen clips from it. I've just never watched the entire
movie. Well, and to be fair...
You boys want to go to Mexico?
To be fair. That same bit is from Willy Wonka, so... I mean, they borrowed that from that.
That's true. I thought we were saying Shannon hadn't seen Willy Wonka.
To be fair, too, the funniest part of that entire sequence is the discussion about when you have a house on the beach, do you also own the beach part, too? And beach the water. No, you don't own the water, man. That's God's water. You can't own the water.
Hey,
it's either that or the fucking candy bars.
I've also never seen Willow.
You're not missing anything.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's fine.
Oh, well, you just broke Maria's heart again for the second time tonight.
I'm sorry, Maria. It's like...
You got to understand, that's one of those movies that if you didn't get into it in the moment, it's just... You're not going to be able to go back to it.
I've also never seen Legend.
Yeah. Parts.
Hey, did you guys see Derek posted in the group chat that Michael B. Jordan's going to produce a superhero movie?
Yeah, we're not going to fucking talk about it.
Does
y'all.
This,
quit
does
trying,
this
God
say
damn it.
Healthy burgers or heal thy burgers?
No, it's heal thy burgers.
I need to know.
Which means you're turning them back into cows, I assume.
Heal them.
That is definitely heal thy burgers.
Heal thy burgers. Oh.
Dalton, what about Static Shock?
No, we're not talking
Michael
about
B.
Static
Jordan's
Shock.
Gonna...
That ain't happening. I don't even know.
What's wrong
okay,
with Static
let me talk
Shock?
About Static Shock a little bit. So I don't know what the deal was, but I guess because the temperature dropped so rapidly today, every metal thing I touched tried to kill me. Like, every single thing. And I always, for some reason, build up static electricity way worse than most people I know. I legit got shocked so hard today, I actually jumped at one point. It was awful.
That happens to me from time to time. It's not great when you work on computers for a living. Because you can fry them bitches real fast with
that. Yeah. Oh, man, I legitimately remember the very first desktop computer that I had. We had an electrical storm at our house, and my modem got fried, so I had to order a new one. And in the whole process, they're like, all right, ground yourself. You are going to die if you do not ground yourself when you replace this thing. It was very serious. I was 15. Yeah. I was very scared.
Oh, jeez.
It was
when I was younger... As a lot of people know, I cut the cord on a fan with a pair of scissors while it was running because I thought it would. I was curious about what would happen. I'm curious like a cat. That's why they call me Whiskers.
Is that why?
Wait, would you say that you've been killed by the curiosity like a cat would?
I have actually. If you keep track of it, and I have to check with Lindsay, but I legitimately should have died like 4 times at this point in my life.
I see. I was going for the Randy Savage bit. With Mean Gene, but okay.
That reminds me, there's a great Tales from the Crypt episode. Hunter, do you like Joey Pants?
I do like Joey Pants.
There's an episode he stars in as a guy who, he's down on his luck, and this mad scientist offers him a bunch of money to basically inherit the abilities, I guess you would say, of a cat, the 9 lives.
Yeah.
And so they kill this cat and they put the cat's whatever into him. And now he has the 9 lives. So he ends up taking a job at a carnival, getting killed over and over again for more and more money as it goes. And he turns into a complete asshole by the end of it. And in the end, he has one more big gig in him. So they bury him alive. And while he's being buried alive and he's going over how much money he's going to make for this, he starts counting off the lives that he's lost. And he remembers that they killed the cat when they put it in him. And he only had 8 Ooh, lives instead of 9. So he gets buried alive in the end.
I the whole way I was thinking, okay, he's going to forget how many lives. But it's a good twist that it was because one of them was because they killed the cat. I wasn't thinking of that. You got me there. That's good stuff.
I feel like I'm the only person here that's watched Tales from the Crypt.
Mostly, yeah. I was aware of it, but I didn't have access to it until way too late. So, yeah.
Such a good show. Did you watch Creepshow, the new series?
No, I did not. These are all things that. Okay, first of all, what's it even on?
Shudder.
Yeah, see, that's the problem. I don't have Shudder yet. One of these days, Alice. One of these days, I'm gonna get access, but I have not.
Five.
I have not gotten around to it yet.
$5 a month. Can't beat it.
I know it. But I've got so many other things that are several other bucks a month, and I have to justify them as well. Yeah, I have not done that yet, but sometime. That one's going to take too long to read, so I feel like I need to fill time while you're managing that. Can we talk about the baby who smelled like pancakes? Do y'all want to talk about him or no?
Yeah, like what about him?
Yeah, like what's up with him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
You need a new desk.
That's going to do it for the show tonight.
Is it? Oh, yeah, we're pretty
I wish
well
I was LeVar Burton.
Yeah, we're at an hour. And, I mean, we could drag this out longer, but, you know.
Cody, where's like your iconic role?
Let's end it now.
Won't speed, don't rainbow read me, Hunter. Ah!